I got the pants down over her hips. There wasn't anything else beneath them. I shivered and paused to spend another moment savoring her with my hands, my mouth, placing delicate kisses around the scrapes, biting at unmarred skin to elicit more desperate movements, louder moans. The scent of her was driving me insane. "Now," she whispered, a frenzied edge to her voice. "Now." But I didn't hurry. I don't know how long I stood there, kissing, touching, driving her cries into higher and more desperate pitches. All I knew was that something I'd wanted, needed, longed for had come to me again. At that moment, there was nothing on earth, in heaven or hell, that meant more to me. She looked over her shoulder at me, eyes black and burning with hunger. She tried for my hand again, driven beyond words now. I had to control her head again, fingers knotted into her hair, while my free hand got the interfering clothes out of the way. She let out mewling sounds of raw need until I pulled her hips back against me, feeling my way, and in a rush of fire and silk, felt my hardness press into her. Her eyes flew open wide, out of focus, and she cried out, moving against me, meeting my motion with her own. I had a fleeting thought of slowing down. I didn't. Neither of us wanted that. I took her that way, my mouth on her ear, her throat, one hand in her hair, her hand stretched out over her, body straining back to meet mine. God, she was beautiful. She screamed and started shuddering, and it was all I could do not to explode. I fought away the inevitable for a little time more. Susan sagged down for a moment until, with my hands, with my mouth, with the thrusts of my body, I kindled the quiet moans once again to cries of need. She screamed again, the motions of her body swift, liquid, desperate, and there wasn't any way I could keep her from driving me over the brink with her. Our cries mingled together as we intertwined. The strain of muscles and bodies and hungers overwhelmed me. Pleasure, like fire, consumed us both and burned my thoughts to ash. Time drifted by and did not touch us. When I recovered my senses, I found myself on the floor. Susan lay on her stomach beneath me, her still-bound arms laid out above her head. Not much time had passed. Both of us were still short of breath. I shivered and felt myself still inside her. I didn't remember releasing the spell that held the bonds up to the ceiling, but I must have done it. I moved my head to kiss her shoulder, her cheek, very softly. Her eyes blinked slowly open, human again, though her pupils were dilated until they all but hid the dark brown of her irises. She didn't focus them. She smiled and made a soft sound, somewhere between a moan and a cat's purr. I stared at her for a moment until I realized that the designs on her face had gone dark again and had begun to fade away. As I watched over the next few moments, they vanished completely. "I love you," she whispered. "I love you." "Wanted that." "Me too," I said. "Dangerous. Harry, you could have been hurt. I might have..." I leaned down and kissed the corner of her mouth, silencing her. "You didn't. It's okay." She shivered but nodded. "So tired." I felt like nothing more than dropping off to sleep, but instead I got to my feet. Susan let out a soft sound, half pleasure and half protest. I gathered her up and put her on the couch. I touched the rope, willing it to release her, and it slid away from her skin, coiling itself into neat loops in my hand. I pulled a blanket from the back of the couch and folded it over her. "Sleep," I said. "Get some rest."
"You should..."
"I will, promise. But I don't think it would be a good idea to go to sleep near you." Susan nodded wearily.
"You're right. I'm sorry."
"It's okay," I said.
"Should call Martin."
"The phone won't call out," I said. "Not until the defenses go down." I didn't think her voice sounded particularly disappointed as she snuggled down a bit more onto my couch.
"Oh," she said, "we'll have to wait it out then."
"Yeah," I said. I stroked her hair. "Susan." She touched my hand with hers and closed her eyes.
"It's all right. I told you. I'd never be able to separate the hungers with you. It was a release. Took some of the pressure off me. I wanted it. Needed it. Did I hurt you? She made a purring sound without opening her eyes. Maybe a little. I didn't mind. I shivered and said, "You're okay?" She nodded slowly. "As I can be. Get some rest, Harry." "Yeah," I said. I touched her hair again, and then shuffled into my bedroom. I didn't shut the door. I put my pillows at the foot of my bed so that I could see the couch when I lay down. I watched her face, graced by pale candlelight, until my eyes closed. She was so lovely. I wished that she were with me.